We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's talk Izzo. Let's talk Michigan State. And John, the way I want to set this up, when you get like a Thai food restaurant, do you go medium, mild, hot? How spicy do you typically get your food?
Oh, I usually get it as hot as they offer.
Okay. Then I will do the same with the Izzo take. Wheel him into retirement home and be done with him.
Oh, wow.
If you had said mild or medium, I would have said, oh, they've underachieved. The program's fallen off and there's a real conversation about whether you trust this guy to put it back together. But if you want the hottest of takes today, it would be wheel his ass into a retirement home and be done with it. Let's have a conversation about Izzo and where people are at, Spartan fans, because the guy's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. I like him. I don't know him personally. I like him. But there's no doubt about it that another opening weekend exit, three of the last 4 years, Michigan State's not a team that challenges for the Final Fours. They can't even get out of the opening weekend. So where are people at with Tom Izzo? Because he says after games, it's on me. I didn't do my job. I didn't get these guys ready. We were talented enough. And we, like, if he says it's on him,
well,
so okay. Can we.
Yeah, but so that's why he says those things is, I'm going to fall on my sword so that you take a little of attention and pressure off of my players. That's what a good coach does. That's what a good leader does.
But is he right?
Well, I don't. So you don't forget how to coach. And he's one of the greatest coaches that college basketball has seen. One of the great leaders that college basketball has seen. I think my question or my take would be more, has the business of college basketball past him? Has it changed so much that he doesn't want to do the transfer portal? He doesn't like that. And his style of coaching doesn't lend itself to the whole transfer portal concept. It is recruit, you know, good talent, and that talent, maybe other places it would play early, but here it doesn't until maybe the end of the year. Then your sophomore year, you get a little taste. And then junior, senior, that's where you really start to lead. That has been the Izzo philosophy and recipe for his career. And I'm just wondering, is he losing guys that just don't get there? And is he not taking guys because he hasn't been able to have them for the entirety of their career? And I'm talking about major impact players, not just, you know, guys that are supposed to come in and compliment. And I'm just wondering if the business side of it, and then throw in NIL and everything else on top of it, I don't know that he wants to change with the way college sports, not just basketball, it's all of college sports, has the direction it's going.
Well, and he has said that he will make some tweaks. You know, he is as competitive and motivated as ever. I mean, here's one of the clips from him after the game.
I'm getting back to a deeper run in this tournament, and I'm going to die trying.
So the classic Harbaugh, right before he finally beat Ohio State, I'm going to do it or die trying.
Yeah.
He's motivated. I don't have any doubts that Izzo's motivated, but does he have it in him to make the necessary changes to get back to making deep runs? Because, John, you hit on a few things there. One, the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be more active. You don't have to like it. It's going to be the best way to get the best athletes out on the floor. You're going to have to coach guys without 3 or 4 years of development. I'm sorry. The game is changing. He is aware of that and is actively choosing not to. That's stubborn. And that's when we get into, you trust a guy who's going to be 70 next season to reinvent himself? I think it's a fair question. You talk player development. That was supposed to be the selling point of this year's squad. They made the Sweet 16 last year, the rare berth out of the opening round in the last 4 years. And they brought back a senior point guard. Hogard was terrible against North Carolina. It was a fitting way for them to lose the season because they actually jumped out and looked good, but got in their own way. And he had issues with turnovers, issues with shot selection, driving it in just to get it blocked. John, that's a senior point guard. Mati Sissoko is a senior big guy. But where are your? These are the guys that you develop. You got your hands all over. You molded them as humans, as people on a deep spiritual competitive level. And they were the biggest liabilities on the floor in the biggest game of the season. So if you're not developing guys the way you used to, if you're not using the portal like your contemporaries are, outside of wholesale changes, isn't this what the program unfortunately has become? Because the last 4 years, it's not one or two, the last 4 years, they're 41-38 in the Big Ten. Barely over 500. They're not finishing first, second, or third in the Big Ten in any of those seasons. They're not making deep tourney runs anymore. Again, he prided himself on Mr. March, 8 Final Fours. He's not that guy right now. His program, it hasn't been that for years.
Well, when you look across, and I think the biggest thing is the transfer portal. When you look across everybody's roster, almost everybody has dipped their toe. And even if begrudgingly or not, they've been able to accommodate the transfer portal and get guys that can help them win games. And I
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I understand his reluctance to do it because you bring in a guy and he's been doing this for so long in his way. And it's been, if you come here, I'm going to be loyal to you if you're loyal to me. And these guys have developed to juniors into seniors. And yes, they underperformed as seniors in the most critical moment of the season. But if you bring in a guy as a junior, and now all of a sudden that guy that bought into you coming out of high school is in his third year, now he's on the bench, now you create other issues. And I don't know that he wants to deal with those roster issues, those locker room issues, and losing guys that he sat there and told their parents, this is what I'm going to do for your son. I think that's the struggle that he's having.
Yeah, I think I like Izzo the person, and I'm not even a Spartan fan. I think Spartan fans love Izzo the person, what he stands for, what he's about, what he's done for the university, the results he's given them over the long haul. The guy's a Hall of Famer. But I think we're reaching a point where it's okay to admit, like, the program isn't what it once was. I think there's conflicted feelings. So I think we open the phone lines up to people. We want to hear from Spartan fans this morning. 248-539-9797. Just where are you at with Izzo? And it doesn't have to be the hottest of takes. You don't have to get the wheelchair out and roll him in. But where are you at with this guy as a leader of the program? He will be back next year. He's made no bones about it. He says, I'm going to do it or die trying. But do you trust that he's actually going to pull it off as the game continues to change in a way that is anti-Izzo? Tom, you made a reference, a comparison. I don't think it's a bad one.
It's a little reminiscent of the Lloyd Carr era at Michigan, and towards the end, people weren't satisfied with, you know, the standard maybe dropping a little bit. And then you have this dilemma of, you know, a legend. When do you push him away? The people were calling for Lloyd's job back in 05, 06. And he hung it up after 07. He was just kind of done with it. You know, that this is a tough spot to be in. Tom Izzo's, I believe personally, has accomplished more than Lloyd Carr. I'm not making that comparison. Don't get mad at me, Spartan fans. I'm comparing the just where you're at in your career. When do you when you pull the plug, when does the program potentially push you aside? But I think, too, you better be careful what you wish for, because Michigan didn't have a plan.
Yeah, but okay, great point. Be careful what you wish for. Spartan fans say that a lot when you get near criticism of Izzo. Out and out, criticism is sacrilegious. But when you get near criticism of Izzo, they say, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to replace him? North Carolina replaced the legend in Roy Williams, played for a national title the very next season. 2 years later, they're a one seed chasing a national title again. Duke moved on from Coach K. It wasn't instantaneous. They're in the Sweet 16 right now. The idea that Izzo is irreplaceable, they're getting bounced in the opening weekend 75% of the time post-COVID. I don't think that's irreplaceable. You shouldn't fear that possibility.
And here's the thing.
If you're Michigan, a real basketball school, you hire a good coach and you keep winning.
And I believe Michigan State is a destination.
Me too.
It is a destination job, and you've got to be able to go out there. But to Tom's point, in regards to you got to have a plan, you've got to have something in place, an idea, a set of names that you believe you're going to go to, so that one morning you wake up like they did in Alabama, and all of a sudden, we don't have our coach.
Right.
What's next? Well, they made a move instantly. What does Michigan State do if that happens with Coach Izzo? Now, I don't think we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and it happens.
Right.
But I've sat down with a number of coaches, whether it's just before they retired, soon after, or even years after. And one of the common factors that they've talked about was the student athletes, or even the business of college football, but recruiting has changed and I don't want to change with it, or the game has changed and I don't want to change with it. It goes against my principles, my beliefs. If Coach Izzo doesn't want to change, he doesn't want to sit there and modify. It doesn't have to be a wholesale change, but if you're not willing to modify and you've put your foot down for the last 4 years and said, this is the way I'm going to do it, this is the way I've always done it, and it's going to work, I'm going to show them, but it's not, then you have to change, or you have to let somebody else who is willing to do it differently step in.
Jim, you made the Duke comparison, though.
Yeah.
You know, Coach K hung it up.
Yeah.
That's putting it back on Izzo. Izzo needs to that's a very stubborn quote he gave us about, I'm going to get back to going deep in a tournament.
Or die trying.
Well, if we're 7 years down the road because you're afraid he hasn't done it and you're afraid to move on.
Well, and then there becomes an element of holding the team hostage. Like, okay, well, you can't replace him if you don't know when he's going to leave.
Yeah,
right? Like, let's say, and I don't think MSU would have been enamored with Dusty May, but he just got hired. If you really liked Dusty May, well, too bad you can't hire him. Or, you know, the next name that everybody likes that's on their way up from the mid-major, well, you can't hire him because your coach is dug in. It does hurt your ability to evolve and move on. Let's get Pete involved. He's in Chesterfield. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, I always am a little bit skeptical about replacing legendary coaches like Lloyd Carr and guys like that. It's like, you better have a decent option if you want to go down that rabbit hole, because you're looking at two or three more years with the same basic results to get back to what your legendary coach was doing, you know.
Right.
So you got to be careful. You better have a name, but also too, you guys were saying it was a destination school. Here's the problem with that. It's not really a destination coaching school nationally, and they really have struggled since the high school programs in the state of Michigan have really went down the toilet. If you look, all the big players he pulled out of Flint and Detroit, and those leagues don't even exist any longer. You're not going to pull. If you're going to recruit out of those areas, you might want to be Oakland or U of D. You're not going to win on a national level with that. So I think Izzo's thing is he, in his heart, loves the school and probably feels like he is the best option for getting them back on track. And also, like you touched on the COVID thing, a lot of Calipari, you go right down the list, a lot of these guys have struggled since COVID, where State was a national, they were a favorite when COVID hit. They had Winston and them coming back. So then after COVID, now all of a sudden you got kids who are 25 years old playing. You got the NIL. It's a whole different environment. It's only been a couple years. So I think we got to take a lot of things into consideration instead of doing the, you know, Detroit sports fan knee jerk, let's get rid of him, they haven't made the second round and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's crazy. I'd be like Calipari getting fired. That's insanity.
Well, there are people in Lexington that have been making that case.
I was there.
They are, but it's insanity, really. Think about it. He's a great coach. If you guys, let's say this. If Michigan didn't hire Dusty May, would they have liked John Calipari? I would have.
I think there's fair questions about Calipari's method in today's college basketball. And Jay Wright took him to task after they lost to Oakland, saying, if you're just going one and doneers, freshmen, you're not going to compete with guys who hit the portal and have juniors and seniors who are, you know, the best of the best. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.